A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While the people were listening, Jesus went on to tell a parable because he was near Jerusalem and they imagined that the kingdom of God was going to show itself then and there. Accordingly, he said, "A man of noble birth went to a distant country to be appointed king and afterwards return. He summoned 10 of his servants and gave them 10 pounds. Do business with these, he told them, until I get back." But his compatriots detested him and sent a delegation to follow him with this message: "We do not want this man to be our king." Now, on his return, having received his appointment as king, he sent for those servants to whom he had given the money to find out what profit each had made. The first came in and said, "Sir, your 1 pound has brought in 10. "Well done, my good servant," he replied. "Since you have proved yourself faithful in a very small thing, you shall have the government of 10 cities. Then came the second and said, "Sir, your 1 pound has made 5. To this one also he said, "And you shall be in charge of 5 cities. Next came the other and said, "Sir, here is your pound. I put it away safely in a piece of linen because I was afraid of you, for you are an exacting man. You pick what you have not put down and reap what you have not sown." "You wicked servant," he said, "out of your own mouth I condemn you. So you knew I was an exacting man, picking up what I have not put down and reaping what I have not sown. Then why did you not put my money in the bank? On my return I could have drawn it out with interest." And he said to those standing by, "Take the pound from him and give it to the man who has 10 pounds. And they said to him, "But sir, he has 10 pounds. "I tell you, to everyone who has will be given more, but from the man who has not, even what he has will be taken away. But as for my enemies who did not want me for their king, bring them here and execute them in my presence." When he had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. This is the gospel of the Lord. One of the problems, at least for me, with the most memorable passages in the gospel, accounts of miracles or parables or meetings between Jesus and some individual, one of the problems is that we're so familiar with them that we hardly think about them anymore. And this one's a case in point. There's a variant in Matthew's gospel where the pounds mentioned here are talents, and the 3 servants each get a different number of talents. So because we hear this story in 2 different gospels over and over, the risk, at least for me, is sort of saying, okay, I know that story, I know how it ends, which of course is true, but not really very helpful. So let me see if I can refresh my mind a bit. Well, for a start, a pound, or if you like, a dollar or a euro, wouldn't get you very far today, but in the original, according to one of my annotated New Testaments, the word is mina, which was about 3 months' pay for a laborer. So the new king was risking a good bit more than perhaps the word pound would suggest. Secondly, in Matthew's version, he's just a man who has to go abroad, whereas in Luke, he's unpopular right from the start, and he becomes even more unpopular when he takes away the 3rd servant's pound and gives it to the 1st. "Oh, but he's already got 10 pounds, the other servants say. They don't think it's fair. And this becomes downright embarrassing if we force the parallel between this anecdote and our own relationship with God, because honestly, have you never thought that's not fair when you looked at somebody rich and gifted and good-looking, somebody who always seemed to get the best of everything? But there you are. There was a clue in one word in that last sentence. The person that I was talking about that we tend to envy is gifted. It's all gift. The good looks, the happy family life, the intelligence, whatever. It's given. The talent, that's right, the talent, the very same word that Matthew uses in his gospel for a unit of currency. Just as our friends in the parable don't actually earn the pound that's entrusted to them, it's given. So we haven't earned whatever qualities we have. And that goes for every single one of us. Oh, maybe you can't sing in tune. Or maybe you're not going to win any prizes at sport. That's me. Or cooking. That's me again. Or maybe you weren't top of the class at school. But you've got something, some talent, some gift. You're good with children or with animals. Or you keep your drawers tidy. Again, that's not me. Or you can sing. Incidentally, today is Saint Cecilia, patron saint of musicians. And isn't it lovely to think about all the people who are gifted in music? But even if you're not gifted yourself, you can appreciate other people's gift. Or maybe you're the sort of person who notices that somebody needs help and actually takes action. Or maybe... oh, I don't know. You don't have to qualify for a Nobel or for an Oscar to be the very best in one particular field. You've got a talent. You need to recognize your talent and put it to good use. I'm talking as much to myself as to anybody else. And however modest your achievement, however unspectacular your life, if you do recognize your talent, if you do use it, then you will win the ultimate talent contest.